Bavakama Perkches Mishnah Gimel 8:3, and for the next several Mishnayos, the Mishnah will discuss, you know, different categories of people and how the rules of these payments apply. Here it says Hamake es aviv es imo. If one harms his father or his mother, velu asa bem chabura, provided that they didn't have an injury which drew blood. A chabura means something either like a bleeding wound, or even like a bruise beneath the surface of the skin, but blood was drawn. So then, he'd be liable. And same goes, chovuf b'chaver b'yom kippurim. If one injured his friend on Yom Kippur, similarly, chayev b'kulan, potentially all five of these payments need to be paid out. The chiddush here is, and we'll discuss this in a couple of mishnayos from the other side, that there is this rule of kimle b'derav mineh, as we've seen many times, but that doesn't kick in when it comes to injuring one's parent if no blood is drawn. So if no blood is drawn, there's no potential capital situation here, and therefore one would pay his parents in full. And same goes on Yom Kippur, although while on Shabbos, causing blood to flow is told of shochet, and that's Issur D'oraisa, which carries the penalty of misa, potentially a death penalty. On Yom Kippur, if one injures someone b'shogeg, so then there's a chatas, and if he does it intentionally, he would get karis, but not the misa, even with witnesses, the most would just be malchus lashes, no execution, and therefore no kimli b'derav mineh. If one injures a Jewish slave, so then chayav b'kulan, then he has to pay all the payments. A Jewish slave is just a regular Jew, essentially, who sold his labors to another employer for 6 years. Chutz min hasheves bezman shu shelo. The only exception, therefore, is unemployment payments, the sheves, if the person who was the chovel, the one who caused injury, is the, I'll call it the employer or owner of this Jewish slave, Jewish servant. Because anyways, his economic output belongs to the adon, the employer owner, and therefore there's no payment to be made. Hachovu be'evid kanani shel acherim. If one injures someone else's evid kanani, non-Jewish slave, then chayev b'kulan, he has to make all the payments, all five payments potentially, and the money would ultimately go to the owner of the slave, because the slave hasn't got his own kind of, you know, financial life of his own. It all passes through to the owner. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ein la'avadim boshes. Rabbi Yehuda says, well, one exception is boshes. There is no boshes payment, no humiliation, emotional suffering payment that goes to an eved. This is not maybe for the reason you might assume. It's for a technical reason, because the verse which talks about the boshes payment, from which it's learned, says, ki yinatu anashim yachdav, when men fight together, ish va'achiv, a man and his brother, his ach, and an ach, brother. So says Rabbi Yehuda, there's no achva, there's no brotherliness relation between a Jew and a non-Jewish slave, because you can't marry into each other, since a non-Jewish slave, Eved Kanani, can't marry into the main Jewish population as long as he's a slave. So there's no notion of achva, of brotherliness between a Jew and an Eved Kanani, and therefore the verse doesn't allow for a boshes payment. The Chacham, however, disagree, and the halachas like them. They say the Eved Kanani is your ach, your brother, in as much as your brothers in mitzvos, because the Eved Kanani is liable and required to do mitzvahs like a regular Jewish woman, and just as Jewish women and Jewish men are considered to be, you know, have fraternal relations, so to speak, conceptually, so too a regular Jew and an Eved Kanani, and therefore there is the boshes payment as well.